Good morning. My name is Ted Yang. This is my testimony. For those of you who don't know me, you've ministered to my family very faithfully. I'm Lisa's husband, and my son is Jonathan and Christopher. And I come from your typical Asian American home, more specifically a Taiwanese Buddhist family. My family moved here from Torrance after I grew up in Taipei and I finished third grade in Taiwan. And as a typical Asian family, my parents cultivated and instilled in me a desire to achieve in school. They emphasized education and they always pushed me to achieve excellence as the end all and be all for success in this life. And I believed it all, hook, line, and sinker. I had tunnel vision and set out to achieve what the world defined as success in life. The Buddhists believe that the good deeds in this life help you to achieve salvation. And I became a cardiologist as my way to help people and save people from dying of heart attacks. As I achieved my goal to be successful and help others by becoming a cardiologist after 20 years of training, I still feel the emptiness that the things of this world couldn't fill. The education, the academic success, the financial success, and all the accolades that I received couldn't fill the emptiness I felt in my heart. God wanted to pursue my heart. One experience particularly stands out in my mind. I was taking care of an older man from our nursing home who had a pneumonia, respiratory failure, and he was breathing through a tube and a respirator in the intensive care unit. His daughter, along with his grandkids, came in the next day with his health directive and indicated his desire not to be on prolonged resuscitation. So we removed his respirator, and I saw the last minutes of this man's life. The fear in his eyes of dying and the longing for this world was something that I will never forget. I went home and cried for hours. Through this man's eyes, God awakened an awareness in me that I was pursuing a false hope in this world. I realized that I needed to find this source of real hope. My wife, Lisa, a devout Christian, helped me to learn, to develop, and to pursue knowledge in Christ. Through church, small groups, and her friends and family, I continued to grow to know Christ, and then I then surrendered my life to Jesus and became a believer. What I learned was that even if I was the best cardiologist in the world and saved every patient that I ever met, there's nothing I can do to earn my salvation. Even though I gave my life to Christ, I still get angry, impatient, jealous, and struggle with my sins. God's grace, Jesus is dying on the cross for to give us for our sins. It's the only hope that we have for atonement of our sins before God. This grace from God through Jesus and the salvation it brings caused me to live a transformed life with a new hope. Accepting Jesus and being justified was just the first step. God has continued to refine my heart by bringing me to Lighthouse, and through the elders and other godly men, Andy, Cephas, Steve Lynn, Rubens, Kelly, Tracy, and Kim, and the fellowship through Bible study, I'm continuing to learn how much love God wishes to show me. By praying before every heart procedure, God has given me peace and helped me enjoy more of my job by reducing stress and giving credit to God for helping my patients survive coronary angiography. Through the stewardship project, my family learned to share our house and God's blessings to help a Bible study that has brought joy, fellowship, and spiritual growth for our family and kids. I'm at the stage of my life now where my relatives, like recent passing of my grandmother, and Cain, Jean, and Yemei, have helped me to see that even as I continue to mourn the recent loss of my grandparents, God is growing me to help others with relatives that are going through illness and how to speak to others about God's love and deal with the loss of a loved one. Through church, small group, and accountability group, God has brought lifelong brothers and sisters who help encourage me, support me, and cultivate the love of Christ that I could never imagine. My life now has purpose, fellowship, hope, and not empty promises the world can never fill. I still have strong idols of comfort, selfishness, anger, self-righteousness, and control, and numerous other sins to come. But this baptism is my declaration to commit myself to God, to continue to refine my heart, to continue to follow after Christ, and to abandon the world, ways of man in this world. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not by your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.